Welcome on this 18th day of September 2016. I always like to date the calls because so many times people listen to them and refer back to what was happening for them on a particular day. And just in case you don't know where to go, it's ChristBlessing.org. Just go there and you will find all of the calls recorded since 2013. So we've been offering blessings every Sunday continuously since then for longer than 3 years. And we now have over 300 blessing givers and growing. We will be having a live blessing conference in Corpus Christi in January of 2017. So that's just something to look forward to. Those of you who think you might want to be part of this phenomenal growing and outreaching and blessing and loving group that is making such a difference in the planet, I hope you'll think about making some time on your calendar. And if you live in cold country, it would be a wonderful vacation because it rarely gets below 50 degrees down here. We never have snow. We never have ice. Sometimes, maybe once in 3 years, we'll have to cover plants with plastic because it might, the temperatures at night for a few minutes early in the morning might drop below freezing. And that's rare, very rare. So this is actually a semi-tropical zone where a lot of your tropical fruit comes from. It's a huge growing belt for the United States, and palm trees everywhere. In fact, I have 17 of them on our property. So, and we have beautiful warm beaches that are warm enough to wade in, even in the winter. Although I wouldn't want to swim in them, but they are definitely, definitely wadeable. And we have the dolphins come in, and just right offshore. So we get the wonderful sea life energy. Just painting a picture for you. Because actually so much of our consciousness comes to us in pictures. This is one of the things I have been, I've been teaching our participants in the lengthy personal course that's still ongoing, by the way, those of you in that course. We're just keeping on until we achieve whatever we want to achieve, whatever we need to achieve. So we're still working with you. And it's about having the life you want. Having the life you want. And I think there's something I really, really want to focus on that today in our blessing call. Not about the content of the course, but the idea of having the life you want. But first of all, I'm going to look around on our call board and see who wants to ask for a blessing or put their name on the altar. Hi, Mimi, I've got you. You're on. Hello? Well, let's see. I'm still working on... There, now you're open. Hi.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, I can hear you.
Can you hear me? My name is Allison.
Oh, Allison, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you?
Well, today is a not too bad day. I'm calling. I actually just learned, unfortunately, I just learned about you last week through a friend of yours named Susan Rabanowitz. Does that ring
mm-hmm.
a bell? So she told me I met her at a picnic a week ago today. Where she lives in Episcopal River. And, she's a lovely lady. She's telling me all about you and that you're a portrait painter as well. And you're a very spiritual person and you have this phone call. You give blessings and she said that I need to call you because I'm a portrait painter too, but I can't paint now because of my situation I have been ill and I'm bedridden most of the time and a lot of pain.
I'm so sorry.
9 years like this. It took six years for a diagnosis. I have a very rare, I'm not dying or anything. I don't have cancer, but my life is half in bed because I can't, it's called conversion disorder when your mind, your conscious and unconscious, convert to physical manifestation. So I have seizures, I have, pain in my head and neck, and it feels like I have 20 pounds of weight pushing me down, and it's really debilitating, and the only way I can have a good day is just by, the next day is by staying in bed all day, which is, and my 86-year-old mom has to take care of me, which is really pathetic. I mean, I used to do everything. I used to cook, I used to paint, I was a dance teacher, I used to do all these things, and now it's like, it's sad that my mom has to take care of me, and I just want my life back, and I've been praying not for myself, but for all the people who are ill, children with cancer, and the refugees, and everywhere. It just gets really hard when you're in chronic pain, and sometimes I can't talk or I can't walk. But I saw your painting, The Lamb and the Lion, and it's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. I'm a realist painter too, when I was painting. But anyway, so Susan told me about you, and I saw your painting is gorgeous, of Jeshua and the Lamb, and let me see, you painted a portrait of the Virgin Mary, that's beautiful. And you're an amazing, accomplished woman. All the things you've done, you've got.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Allison. And I'm so sorry that you're suffering this way. I'll just give you a big spiritual hug, and you're on our blessing list. And I'll remember you every day as I offer my blessings and prayers. Okay.
Oh, thank you. I just ordered your book.
Oh, good, good. No, you may find some answers in there.
Right.
So you will find some answers in there, darling. So you keep your chin up. You will get help.
You'll say a blessing. I'm speaking to Jesus. I want to come down and have a miraculous healing, and I know it's not going to happen overnight.
Well, you know, it may not happen overnight, but it can happen. Sometimes miracles are progressive, and that's a message that everyone needs to hear on this call. Sometimes the first miracle is just the miracle of restored faith. The next miracle is the miracle of trusting. The next miracle is the miracle of opening up and receiving the grace of God. Sometimes miracles come in lots and lots of layers. And if we had everybody who's ever received a miracle on call telling you about it right now, most of them would tell you that their miracle came over a period of time, but it was dramatic, and their life was never the same again.
It was dramatic. Well, I mean, it took a while, but when it happened, it was a dramatic.
Yeah, because you know what? Our human defense systems are very strong. And this is a message for everybody. Nature and God built you to have very, very strong defense systems to protect you from all kinds of disease and assault. But unfortunately, in some situations, those defense mechanisms get turned against us.
Yeah.
This is one of the tragic problems with AIDS and HIV, is that we become autoimmune. The very things that nature designed to protect us then defeat us. And so these layers have to be removed. A little bit of rewinding and recharting has to happen in order for us to be able to receive the blessings of God. But it does happen. There are people who have been completely cured of cancer, completely cured of AIDS, just from these blessings. But most of the time, it didn't happen overnight. So have faith. Just stay with it. There's no cost. There's no cost to you whatsoever. What have you got to lose by just tuning in and listening and receiving? And I hope you will, because it's all given with love. Okay?
What should I do, Glenda?
I'm going to give instructions before we start, okay?
Okay,
so for now, I need to take a few more callers who probably want to ask for blessings. And so after I take a few more callers, I'll give a short presentation, and then I'll tell everybody how it works, okay?
Okay, and I'll stay on mine.
Stay on. Yeah, I'll keep listening, okay?
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Hi, Mary. Mary, you're, I'm trying to open your line, Mary. Mary, do you have your phone muted? Your line just, there you go. Okay.
Hi, Glenda. There we go. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. You know, I just wanted to say hi to you. I love you so much, and hi to everybody who's listening. My name's Mary. I live in Ohio, and this is sort of multi-layered, but it's in line with everything you've been talking about. I did want to ask for an unraveling blessing for a group of us who are traveling separately, although together, to go and see John of God, who's going to be in New York. And it's going to be remarkably kind of a blessing givers reunion for me, because several of the blessing givers will be there. And I want to say how significant the blessing and the blessing giving seminars have been in my life, because like Glenda was saying about miracles being multi-layered and progressing in God's timing, I believe that everything in my life has unfolded so beautifully and so differently because of these blessings and because of the extraordinary grace of becoming a blessing giver. I talked a bit before about my perspective. I never thought it would be possible for me to travel to a blessing giver seminar. But don't you know, by the grace of God and the help of Yeshua, that suddenly turned into nothing else could be possible for me except to go to the Blessing Giver Seminar. And that's the way God worked it in my life. And I know that that's true for every area of our life. And this grace moves like a river. And sometimes it's slow and gentle. And other times it's a powerhouse. But I thank God for every drop of it. And really, so this is a testament already to blessings received. And I'm asking for the continuing of those blessings for all of us. So
absolutely. And you certainly have it from me, and you know you've got it from God and Yeshua. So thank you, Mary, for all the good work you do, for your faith, your love, your joy, your sharing, your giving, everything, and all that you are. You are a blessing to us.
Thank you, Glenda. Love you all.
Love you too. And we have someone from area code 407, and you're on. Hi.
Hi, Glenda. This is Kristen from Florida.
Hi, Kristen.
Hi. I'm calling to ask for a blessing for myself and also my husband, Jason. I've actually been pretty sick for the last month or so and haven't been able to work. And we're not sure how long it's going to take to get back to where I can work. And my husband has been great, but I think it is starting to take a toll on him. And so I just like a blessing for him and me.
Oh, you have it. You have it, absolutely. And Kristen, what's your husband's name?
His name is Jason.
Kristen and Jason. That's sweet.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. You are so welcome, and God bless you. And we have someone from area code 804, and you're on. I'm trying to bring you on. You may have your own phone muted. If you do, you'll have to unmute it, or I can't bring you on. Okay. I'm trying. See. Well, my goodness. Let's go through the callers again. Here you are. Oh, let's see. That was our first caller. That was Kristen and Mary. And let's see. Okay. Well, Eva is on. Hi, Eva. I'm trying to open. Yeah, you're on. You're on. We can hear you.
Hi, Glenda and everybody else. I just wanted to give an update on, I had called in, some time back and talked about Charlie and,
uh-huh.
What we got from the ARE when we were in Virginia Beach, and then the, and that saw the energy which was blocking him over his head, and we're able to go
right.
through somebody that we've been working with for years on healing here, at home, and was able to take care of and remove and release that energy. And I just wanted to say, how different he has been since that time. Just little by little, he has gotten more ambitious. And this past week, because he can't see, he hasn't been doing a whole lot and getting out and walking and things like that. He can still go out on the deck by himself and come in. But he wanted to walk around the house, and we've done that a couple of times. And yesterday, he actually started doing that on his own with me not even being there with him. And my son-in-law happened to be outside. I don't know whether he was giving him any kind of instructions about lefts or rights or anything, but he was partway around the deck behind the house, and then we went around the house the whole way. And today, again, he wanted to walk. And so we walked out to the street and walked on the street for a little bit and came back. He hasn't done anything like that for a very long time. So I just wanted to say that... you know, the blessings and many people who are doing healing work now are really helping the world and the people. So I'm thankful for that.
Oh, yes.
I also have another request. I went to the farmer's market, which is close by me here, yesterday, and I asked one of the ladies that I usually buy from, how's the farm doing? And she said, well, they really need rain.
Uh-huh.
And the fall crops just will not produce if we don't get rain. So I thought I would ask a blessing for rain for the South Jersey farmers.
The South Jersey farmers, okay. Oh, that's really, really an important big deal. That's where so much of the food on the East Coast comes from.
Yeah, and everybody needs food. And the farmers need food.
Absolutely. Good food, too.
So I happened to think of that after I talked to her, and I said, well, okay, let's do a blessing for the farmers and the rain.
Good. I've got it down.
Okay.
And I'm going to try again. Thank you so much, Eva. We love you. And I'm going to try again on this caller from area code 804. Still trying. I am still trying. If your phone is actually muted, you will not be able to be opened on this line. So look for the mute button on your phone. And we'll get you on as soon as you can open your line on your end. But there we go. Okay, you're on. Hi.
Hi, Glenda. It's Brad Nelson.
Hi, Brad.
I wanted to just briefly call you and thank you for being so positive and loving always. And the reason I say that is because recently I wasn't in a very good place, and that doesn't seem to affect you. You're always cheerful and positive and loving and hopeful regardless. And I thank you. I am at the beach right now.
Great.
Right as I was attempting to call you, I was crossing the boardwalk over the dunes to get
uh-huh.
to the actual beach.
Uh-huh.
And somebody had scratched a labyrinth in the sand. So while I was trying to get through to you, I was following this labyrinth and going around and around and around. And at the very end, it said, you are loved.
That was
kind
of cool. Great. How great. Oh, my gosh.
That was awesome.
That is wonderful. What a blessing for you, Brad.
I thought so.
You're all set up for a wonderful blessing today. I see that thanks for letting me know. And I see Susan is on the line. Hi, Susan. I just opened your line up.
Hi, Glenda. How you doing?
Doing great.
You know, it's funny. I'm on this medication because I have a super high, I have leukemia and I have a super high white count. Well, now it's too low. So, I stopped the medication and, oh my God, like I got some mouth sores. I haven't, you know, felt sick, so it's been such a blessing. So, you know, I could use a blessing for me.
Oh, bless your heart. Oh my gosh, you've got it. So Susan is on the list.
Oh, thank you.
And you know, sometimes all we need to do is regain our balance. And that triggers an innate knowledge inside our body to know what to do. But unfortunately, what throws us off balance always is the anxiety and the fear we have when something goes wrong. It's just human, again, it's just human nature. It's just nature. Sometimes nature has to be managed. Shall we just say it that way? We love it, and we know that God created us perfectly and instructs nature to work instinctively and well. But my gosh, we ask an awful lot from it. and sometimes we go out of balance and we don't know how to get back in balance.
Absolutely.
And that's so important for us. So, Susan, we will hold this blessing for you.
And you know what? I really needed to do that because I have difficulty in receiving. It's one of those things that I said, no, you ask for yourself, Susan. It's fine. But you know, I want to talk about something when you talked about, you know, suffering, pain and suffering, you know, and that suffering is what you project into the pain, and is, you know, that's the reason we suffer, but it's not the covenant to suffer. And I was thinking about something with my son, and you know, I had a revelation because it was an ongoing suffering, you know, and it had to do with something in his marriage where he wasn't standing up, you know. And what came to me is, and I said, why aren't I letting this go? And I said, because he's going to be, the truth came when Jesus said, because the reflection is you. It's you're that way, and you're holding a grudge against yourself for being that way. And all he is a reflection of it. See, it wasn't about me. And seeing that truth is it's nothing short of a revelation. You know, and that came the other day, so I thought I wanted to share that.
Oh, thanks so much, Susan. That's a big one. It really is. That's a big one. I mean, you're having so many incredible revelations. I'm going to take one more caller, and then I'm going to make a few comments, which we don't have much time for. But, Linda, I see you're on the call. So, did you want to ask for a prayer, a blessing?
Yeah, yes, I'll just be really, really quick, Glenda. First, I just want to thank the community. I love listening to everyone, adding them to my prayers, and also hearing people like Mary talk, who I think should be a spiritist minister herself.
Quickly, I
want to add two names for prayers. One is Stephanie and one is Jacob. And thirdly, just quickly, I emailed you. I am flying out from Florida in early January. I would love to know possibly if you have any dates for that blessing seminar yet so that I could possibly change tickets if it worked in to my schedule.
I don't at the moment, but I will before the end of next week.
Okay. Okay. Much love. Thank you.
Yes. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Linda, and much love to you. And, you know, I don't have much time left, but I think I've got enough time left to say something that's really, really important. I have done a number of online seminars, which are called webinars. And one of them was the bridge to bring heaven on earth. In other words, how to bring heaven to earth. That's really, really a big one, and I think it's something that we all want. And Yeshua gave us a clue about that by saying that the kingdom of heaven is not somewhere else. It's not out there. Don't look for it on the horizon. He told the apostles that. It's in the scriptures. Don't look for it out there. The kingdom of heaven is in you. And he really meant that for us, to know that we find the kingdom of heaven within ourselves through our faith, our love, our trust, our glorious relationship with God, and our tolerance, our forgiveness, and through the restoration of the perfect life in which we were created to live. However, and there's a big however here, we are also living in a world that is not perfect. Even Yeshua made the comment. He said, I am in the world, but not of the world. Someone had asked him, well, Lord, how can you be there? How can you be here? How can you be who you are and be here? Because he brought the kingdom of heaven to the earth from inside himself. And they said, but Lord, how can you be the Son of God? How can you be all that you are and be here? He said, well, I am in the world, but not of the world. Okay. Now, he acknowledged many times that the world is full of problems. It's full of disease. It's full of poverty. It's full of war and conflict and sometimes cruelty and brutality. These things make us sad. They make us worry. We pray to have them go away. And sometimes they do, because we can actually make this world a better place by finding the kingdom of heaven within ourselves, by discovering that place within ourselves, which is pure love, and then work our way out from that place. Now, the webinar that I taught was just called Finding the Kingdom of Heaven on Earth. That was all about how to do that. Now, recently, my most recent seminar was about having the life you want. That's a different story. That's a different story altogether. And it's a big one. I'm going to probably have to continue it next week, because I'm just going to touch on the tip of the iceberg this week. But having the life you want involves having a life with some challenge, having a life that brings adventure, having a life that allows you to cultivate compassion for others, that allows you to understand a world that isn't perfect, that allows you to be out there and make a difference in a world that isn't perfect, and allows you to cultivate strength, ability, knowledge, forgiveness that can make this a better world. And I think it's something actually we all have wanted, we all have prayed for. Let's face it. Let me tell you just one minute about my life. I grew up in a small town in Texas that was like a calendar created by Norman Rockwell. It was the ideal American small town. Baseball, apple pie, and everybody's children were everybody's children. And everybody was our parent. And the teachers were kind and gentle and helpful and forgiving. And there was almost no crime. And it was safe for children to be anywhere. And it really was apple pie America. When I was a teenager, so, and my mother was asking me what I wanted for my life, I said, well, you know, I don't mean to be ungrateful, but Mom, I don't want more of this. I want to go out to the world and have an adventure. Maybe I'd like to go to Africa. Maybe I'd like to go to India. You know what? Or maybe I'd like to be a policewoman and work in the inner city. And Mother was just being horrified at the things I was telling her. Well, I didn't do any of those things, but I did ask God to use me. And I did ask God to take me out of shelter so that I could learn. And step by step, God has taken me out of shelter so that I could learn. And last November, I asked for that, and I'm telling you, I kind of wish I hadn't asked for that one, because that's been the month since then, which is almost a year, oh my goodness, almost 11 months since then, has been the hardest year of my life. And I have encountered more hurting people, more worldly brutality, more suffering, including murders, horrible things, death from crippling diseases, people dying from malnutrition, horrible, horrible, horrible things I've never seen before in my life. But I have never been happier. Deep down, deep inside, deep down in my soul, because I know that even though I hurt and I suffered, it's nothing compared to the good I've been able to bring to others and the joy I've been able to contribute to the life of others and the trust, more than anything else, allowing certain people to know that somebody cares about them when nobody, nobody has ever cared about them before in their life. So I just want to say, from a heart of gratitude, that sometimes the life we want is not heaven on earth. And I kind of like to go there right now. Sometimes it gets to be awfully hard, my friends, I'm telling you. There are days when I pray almost tears of blood. I really do. I really, really, really do. I stay in the chapel all day and I fast, asking for help. And I offer blessings. And then at the end of the day, I find how many people were blessed. And I go to bed happy. And so what I want to share with you about that is that the life we want is not always, always, always heaven on earth. But you can find the kingdom of heaven in your heart. No matter what's happening to you, no matter what you're suffering, no matter what you've witnessed, no matter how many horrible things you've seen on the news, or how many people you have personally witnessed suffer. At the end of the day, if you go into your heart, you can find joy. You can find God. You know, I think what we're all working on together is this amazing job of bridge building. And let me describe it to you. Okay, someone asked me even earlier today, it wasn't exactly a counseling session, it was a friend. We were talking, and she's been a friend in need for many, many years. But she says, you know, Glenda, tell me, if God is inside us, then why doesn't God inside us make everything right just by being in touch with the God inside us? And I said, well, I'm not going to repeat her name, so I'll just say Nancy, okay? Nancy, you know, what we've got is we've got the age-old problem that God inside us helps us to micromanage our life when we look for help. God gives us answers and faith and hope. And then there's the God, the Lord of creation, the one who created this enormous universe, this beautiful, brilliant, brilliant place in which we live, in which everything is coordinated. The God of love, the God of light, the God of grace, the God that is too big for us to see, that we couldn't even begin to define that God. But what we're not doing most of the time is building a connection between the God that's in us the micromanaging God and the macromanaging God of all that is. You know, we've got to realize that we are in coordination with the stars. We've got to. It's just the middle part we're falling out of coordination with. It's the middle part that's in trouble. It's the middle part that's starving or hating or at war or not loving or not taking care of each other. It's that big middle part that we've all got this enormous challenge to create a bridge through. And that's what we are doing as blessing givers. That's what we do as ministers. That's what we do as teachers, as healers, as counselors. That's what we do. We're working on that huge middle ground so that we can help each other find the place within where God lives and then build a connection between that place where God lives and the Lord of all creation. Now, when we can do that, we will have heaven on earth. And in the meantime, we can start having more of the life we want. You know, there are people who really just jump off the deep end. Like, well, the Blessed Mother Teresa, she's now sainted. Thank you, Pope Benedict. She, of all the people I've known in my life, she certainly deserved it. She chose the life she had. So many other people. You know, the beloved people who've been our heroes, they chose that life. They chose to just jump in. They knew the middle part was hurting. And they knew they were going to encounter hardship and inequity and pain. But what made them a hero is they never lost touch with the God inside. And they never lost faith that somewhere, somehow, that God inside has the ability to connect and coordinate with the Lord of all existence. That's what we do in the blessing. And that's what I want you to have faith in. And that's why I said sometimes it is progressive. Sometimes it takes a while to cast that fishing line far enough into the water that a fish actually picks it up and takes it out further for you. Okay? Now, for those who are new, this is basically all you have to do today. Just relax in your chair. Or if you're bedridden, just relax in your bed. But don't have any arms or legs crossed, because this is going to involve a great flow of energy that will flow from the heavens through your head, in through your body, to your heart, and circling around in your heart to activate the presence of God within, flowing out through your feet into the earth, for the earth is your mother. It's your physical source. From the earth, you were created physically. And the earth will take whatever needs to be given back to the earth and give you fresh new energy to flow back up through you, through your feet, around into your heart, and back to God. And back and forth and back and forth for 3 minutes. Now, during those 3 minutes, you will pray the prayer of your heart. Whatever that prayer is, it may be, oh, God, please, just be with me. God, just be with me. Know my suffering. Take me in your arms. Hold me. Or it may be something very specific. Whatever your prayer is, just know that God knows everything you need. What you're really, really accomplishing in the blessing is a practical, energetic application of the two commandments Jesus, Yeshua, gave us. To love your fellow man as yourself. which we are doing, and to love God with all your heart, your mind, and your soul, which we are doing, and we are activating. And he promised that as we practice these two commandments, the life we want shall come to be. So, I will begin with my prayer to Yeshua, which will probably take about a minute. The blessing givers who wish to join me will do so at that time. And the actual conveyance of energy will take about 3 minutes. Now, after that, I want you to rest. If you're already lying down, then just continue doing so. But don't think. Don't bring your mind into this at all, because your mind cannot possibly understand the miracles and the grace of God. Your mind is wonderful. It's a beautiful instrument, but it can only operate with the past. The mind has no capacity to understand the miraculous. So just let it sleep for a while. And it's okay if you go to sleep. Just receive. Let yourself receive. Now let us begin, and let us bring into this life the grace of God, the energy, the divine energy of the Holy Spirit, and the love of Christ. Dear Yeshua, our brother, our friend, the presence of God on earth, the one who came to show us that just because we're incarnate, just because we have pain at times, we have illness at times, and we go hungry at times, and we fight, and we get mad at one another at times, it doesn't mean we cannot step outside the world and find the presence of God within us. In this moment, in this blessing, help us to do that, to just be in this place in our heart where God is in us, God is with us, and we are making a connection to the larger presence, the Lord of life, the Lord of all creation, the Holy Spirit that will bring fresh new life, new love, and new hope to each person. We ask this in your blessed name. Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin. Amen. Your blessing is complete. Now go and rest and assimilate, receive, and take into yourself all that has been given. I wish you much love, much healing, many blessings for this week. God loves you and holds you in his heart. And I love you too. Bye-bye for now.